Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, we hear from Father Don Gergen in the United States. Father Don is a preacher, teacher, lecturer, and author who lives in St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching is entitled, Keeping Us on Our Toes.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospels in general, and Matthew in particular, don't always answer all the questions we have in life. Rather, they provide us with wisdom that is intended to keep us on our toes, to make us alert, to realize in the end that we have to assume responsibility for how we approach life and decisions that we make. Here in our gospel text today, we find something rather strong as far as the approach to tradition, the approach to the law and the prophets of the Old Testament. Jesus does not intend, no matter what his hearers may assume, that he is about to abolish anything in the tradition. In fact, he says rather strongly, whoever breaks one of these or teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Mark's version of this is even more severe. It would be better for the person to have a millstone tied around his neck and cast into the sea. Matthew here has moderated that, but nevertheless makes quite clear that Jesus is not just setting everything aside. In fact, one would get the impression he's setting nothing aside. However, later in the Gospel of Matthew, you have that very marvelous saying about the wise scribe who goes into the storehouse and brings out something old and something new. In other words, there is the sense that one must discriminate and that one goes and looks at our past, at our spiritual wisdom, at the laws of the old covenant, and one discerns that which applies now or which might not. Indeed, also in the gospel parable about the servant who was given 5 talents and buried them and did nothing useful, produced nothing from them, as if in some ways nothing should change. So how do we approach change as we look at what has been handed on to us? Our text today would suggest whoever teaches someone to not be attentive to even the least, smallest part of the tradition is not going to have a very high place in heaven. Matthew doesn't exclude them, but he doesn't speak positively about them. I know of one scripture scholar who perhaps once said facetiously, I don't know, who do you think Matthew might have in mind with this saying? And he responded, perhaps St. Paul. For clearly, Paul is someone who said that we are no longer bound by the law, certainly in its totality, that we are saved by grace and faith in Jesus Christ. So we're left here with something of a conflict within ourselves. On the one hand, we are asked to have profound respect for the tradition and for the laws that have been handed on to us. On the other hand, other texts in Matthew clearly suggest that we need to have a discerning heart with respect to the tradition, that we have to take that which is there, but we also have to realize it requires development, or in some ways that there will also be the new that will emerge, and that we need to find a way of integrating both the tradition and modern or contemporary insight and wisdom. It's as if Matthew wants to make both points, which could be paradoxical, except that perhaps in his wisdom, he wants to keep us on our toes, or to keep his community on their toes, not to set aside too quickly what has been handed on. Don't think that we are about to simply abolish what has been handed on to us. On the other hand, we also must be attentive to the new which comes our way. We can't use the Gospels then to answer in a black and white way exactly every question that we might have. Rather, the Gospels offer us a kind of spiritual wisdom that set parameters between which we need to be discerning and to pray, like Solomon, for a discerning heart. For just as Jesus is a greater than Solomon, so likewise followers of Jesus must at least pray as Solomon did for that gift of wisdom, to know when something needs to be renewed or even be new, and when it simply cannot be changed. Whoever breaks one of the least of these and teaches others. And yet we have in our tradition both St. Matthew and St. Paul, both St. James and St. Paul. The Holy Spirit seems to invite us at times into the heart of freedom to make our own decisions for which we are held responsible, and we need to keep on our toes.